This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah today. The discussions are likely to touch upon all aspects of bilateral relations and also explore new areas of cooperation. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. Upon arrival, Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial welcome and received by Crown Prince and Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's Office of Brunei, Haji Al-Muhtadi Billah. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandar Seri Begawan. He also visited the Omar Ali Saifuddin Mosque in Brunei. Prime Minister Modi will head for Singapore later today for the second leg of his two-nation visit at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Memorandum of settlement will be signed among central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and all Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura Manik Saha, and senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura government will also be present during the signing of the Memorandum of Settlement. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Vishwashanti Buddha Vihar at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Union Minister Ramdas Athawale and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar will be present on the occasion. President will also meet the beneficiaries of the Shasan Apalyadari and Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana at the Udaygiri College grounds. President Murmu will also visit Takht Sachkhand Shri Huzur Sahib Gurdwara in Nanded. She is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra beginning Monday. A comprehensive stakeholder consultation on the theme Development of Cooperative Sector, Empowering Primary Agricultural Credit Societies, PACS, for Self-Sufficiency was held in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, Dr. Ashish Kumar Bhutani said that in accordance with vision of Sahakar Se Samridhi, the Ministry will complete the digitization process of all PACS in the country by the end of this year or by January next year. He added that the focus on creating 2 lakh new multi-purpose PACS is with the vision to cover more and more uncovered and undercovered areas of the country. The World Bank has said that India's medium-term outlook is expected to remain positive amid challenging external conditions. According to the World Bank's latest India Development Update, India's trade opportunities in a changing global context, the growth is forecast to reach 7% in the financial year 2024-25. It will also remain strong in 2025-26 and 26-27. The Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the UAE Accountability Authority during a bilateral meeting with the President of UAE Accountability Authority. During the signing ceremony, CAG Girish Chandra Murmu said that this MOU is a testament to the shared values and goals of our institutions and reinforces the strong ties between India and the UAE. He said that the agreement would create opportunities for greater collaboration and learning between the Supreme Audit Institutions. At least 51 people have been killed and more than 200 others injured in a Russian missile strike on the city of Poltava in central Ukraine. A military communications institute and a nearby hospital were hit. Ukraine's land forces confirmed that military personnel were killed in the attack. In a statement, Ukraine's Minister of Defense said people did not have enough time to get to bomb shelters after the air raid alarm sounded. In Paris Paralympics, India bagged 5 medals yesterday. While Deepthi Jivanji won bronze in women's 400-meter T20 race, Sharad Kumar bagged silver and Mariappan Thangavelu got bronze in the men's high jump T63. In men's javelin F46, India claimed 2 medals with Ajit Singh silver and Sundar Gurjar's bronze. On day 7, the Indian contingent will be in action in multiple events today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.